welcome back to the Drive About Podcast. My name is Drew. I'm the guy doing the sharing. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, I would invite you to check out some of the other content here on the podcast. Or you can check out the website, which is helpingfolksremember.org. And I'm already having feels, realizing that that's the last intro I'll do. Yep. Welcome to the end of the beginning. Part two of the podcast finale of the Drive About Podcast. Yep. And this will be it for now. And this will be it for the Drive About Podcast. Yeah. Yep. Feels are here early, so we'll see how this flows. But yeah, I guess the first thing is just really to express gratitude. You know, just so grateful for the opportunity to have done this. And and I mean, really, the Drive About Podcast was born of my repeated failure to fit in to society, or you know, whatever I thought I was supposed to be doing, you know. And yeah, and so out of pain and rejection and all those feels was born this really beautiful thing that I'm so grateful for, because it's really given me a space to be me and just talk about whatever I want to talk about. And that might seem not like a big deal, but for someone like myself with a mean codependent streak and, you know, some variety of head noise that tells me, you know, shut up and you don't know what you're talking about, and you know, all that jazz. And as someone also who struggles with like social interaction sometimes, you know, I frequently will just lose myself in interactions because I'm more focused on the other person or the other person's feelings, or trying to control the situation, or, you know, all that nice dysfunctional codependent stuff. Yeah. With all of that being a part of my experience, to then have this refuge, this space, this podcast to, it's just to share, man, just to talk, you know, just to let it out and, say it how I see it, and not have to worry about somebody not approving or not wanting to listen, or, you know, or like me reading the room and realizing nobody really cares what I'm talking about anymore, or, you know, any of that. You know, I just get to sit here and hang out with myself and share what feels important and feel feelings. And yeah, just a really, a gift, you know, that I guess I could say I gave myself, but also, you know, I'm here. Maybe it's good karma. Yeah. I don't know. But the universe has conspired in such a way as to bless me with this opportunity. And I'm so grateful for it. And super grateful for those of you who have been along for the ride. And it hasn't been too many. But it's been some really cool folks who have been willing to reach out, or wanted to reach out, or just reached out at, you know, whatever point, or multiple points, you know, to let me know their thoughts on different things, or, you know, that they were grateful for the mini series of the meditations. Yeah. So for those of y'all that have been listening, thank you. And for those of y'all that have provided feedback, or hit me up with questions or reached out at any point, thank you. Because, yeah, I think that if I didn't know that people were actually listening, I don't know if I would have made it this far. Yeah, there's like a sweet spot in there, right? Like, I need to just be in my own space, talking about what feels good for me without having to process immediate feedback from another being. But I also need to know that people are listening and that there is some investment or some attention being paid to what I'm saying. Yeah. But I don't think that that's too abnormal or weird. And if it is, yeah, whatever, cool. I'll be that weird. I'm good with it today. And I feel like that's another big thing, is the self-acceptance. When I started the podcast, the title, The Drive About Podcast, the idea was I was off to find myself. I was taking some time to get lost in order to get found. And the Drive About idea, is just a wheeled version of the walkabout, which is a tradition that's found in a couple different Aboriginal cultures, where they essentially like throw teenagers out or, they send kids or teenagers out into the wilderness. And then after you've had a variety of experiences, then you come home with an understanding of yourself. And I feel like, I felt like originally that as a result of doing the Drive About and then sharing about it here on the podcast, I would have like arrived somewhere physical, or like a job, or I don't know. But the cool part is that I feel like I have very much discovered and found myself in new ways as a result of this journey. And it's not a physical location. And it's not a certain sense of identity. It's not a particular role or... yeah, it's none of that. It's just the great mystery of... the great enigma of whatever the heck I am. Yeah. Oh, and you're also being serenaded by the train that's coming through in the background. Yeah. But I feel like my 3 years here of the Drive About podcast experience has been so beneficial and so fruitful in so many ways. And probably some that I'm aware of now and some that, will blossom later. I think the first really cool thing that I recognized as a benefit was when I jumped in the RV and drove across the northern states, of the U.S. And I was just on my own time. And sometimes I didn't even look at the clock or my phone or anything. Like, I just drove when I wanted to drive, took breaks when I wanted to take breaks, slept when I wanted to sleep, cooked food when I wanted to cook food. It didn't matter what day of the week it was. It didn't matter, I didn't have to be at work at 9 a.m. on this day. I didn't have to have a day off only on this day. I essentially abandoned all structure and connection to the mainstream United States living radio station, right? You got to be here by then. You got to live according to the clock. You got to schedule your appointments. All of that got thrown out the window when I jumped in the RV. And I got to learn my own rhythms and schedule as a human being. I love naps. and there's no real time for naps when you're working a 40-hour-a-week job. But I now have figured out how to live in a way that honors myself. So, I take naps. And I love it because I get 2 days out of one. right? I wake up in the morning, I got the meditation, I got breakfast, a little hanging out, a little bit of working, and then lunch and then a nap. And then after the nap, I wake up and it's meditation, and maybe a little eating or maybe a little working and then eating and then a little bit of relaxing. Yeah. And so that's just how I like to live this life thing. And it's my damn life, so I can do what the fuck I want. You know, I don't have to conform to the expectations of a society that's clearly lost the plot entirely, right? You know, or like conform to the expectations or the desires of folks who are lost in a society that's lost the plot. Instead, I can live my life according to my own rhythms, my own schedules, what feels good for me. And that's it's a real gift. It's beautiful, man. Yeah. And I feel like, again, some part of me would have wanted to arrive at like, okay, I'm Drew, I'm a this, and I do that, and I live here. But that is not the being or the presence or the Drew experience that I've come to find. You know, instead, I'm much more of a fluid, whatever you want to call it. You know, like what I am isn't a specific something, or at least isn't a specific something for long. And I'm cool with that. Like, I have a feel for that now, and there's acceptance with that. You know, like, sometimes I like to be around people and be social, and other times I like to be in the mountains and I don't want to have to interact with anybody for weeks. Yeah. And so that's already played into how I'm going to live next year, right? 2023 is going to start with me in Mexico in a setting that's got amazing recovery energy and recovery community. And I'll be hanging out and I'll be at the beach and having fun and eating food. And then after that, I'm going to go to the mountains outside Medellin, Colombia, and maybe see a person every other day. Yeah. And work on some of my own creative stuff. And when I was plugged into the matrix, or plugged into the, you know, life as I was told it was supposed to be, there's no way that kind of understanding could fit, you know. So yeah, so I'm a fluid, coming and going kind of being, you know. And what I am, sometimes it falls under a resentful spell, sometimes it's judgmental, sometimes it's patient, sometimes it's accepting. Sometimes I am like fiercely the Drew character guy, hooked into some bullshit, you know, on a mission to get something or avoid something at all costs. And other times there's an absence of the character and just a presence that, doesn't really do anything besides be, and experience is much more flowy, and there's allowing and trust and resting. And I vacillate back and forth. And that's cool. That's part of the ride, man. And I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. And so it feels like the getting lost to get found, right? The going on the walkabout, going on the driveabout to come to an understanding of myself. Really, like, I've found myself in the acceptance of myself. And it's so cool, because the more I can rest in an acceptance of the enigma that I am, the mystery that I am, the ever-changing, fluid, dynamic, multiple personalitied, you know, whatever the heck that I am, right? The more that I can rest here and be cool with whatever flavor or season happens to be manifesting in this moment, the whole ride is easier, more fulfilling, Yeah. So cool, man. So it's not really an arriving anywhere or reaching anything or an achieving anything. It's more of a settling into a being, something that is a mystery, and being cool with that most of the time. Yeah, sometimes I'm cool with it, and other times I'm a petty, judgmental, resentful, knucklehead, and that's also cool. I mean, well, I say it's cool now. When I'm stuck in that mode, it still ain't fun. But there is more of like a pervading awareness of all the seasons, if you will. All right, so earlier this fall, like mid-October, yeah, man, I was going through it. I was in a dark spot. I had essentially just been in a period of chronic overwhelm for like 6 weeks, and I wasn't feeling great, and I wasn't sleeping great, and my head was talking all kinds of noise, and then that noise started to get darker and funkier, and then suggestions were not necessarily pleasant, and yeah, but like, even as like not fun and ugly as that was, there was still like a presence or an awareness in the background, like witnessing or observing or noticing. Like I wasn't totally lost in the sauce. I wasn't totally drunk on all the bullshit that was running through my head. And I think that's part of why then that storm passed a little bit quicker than prior storms had passed. I didn't spend as much time in them ugly neighborhoods in my head. And I think that's part of the learning, that's part of the growth here. That's part of the journey or the evolution or the evolving, awakening, whatever it is an acknowledgement and a recognition of the seasons and the changes and the storms, and an increasing ability to be present with it all. And if I can ride out the darkest storms, if I can, hang on through the roughest seasons and not, fan the flames too much, there's an increasing trust in the experience of life, in myself, whatever I am. And the more that I can trust life, the less I have to do to make life whatever I think it needs to be. And that's just resulted in a whole lot less busyness and noise and conflict and drama and a much greater ability to appreciate the majesty of it all, the beauty of how this whole mystery shit show miracle, does what it does. And I'm always a part of it. So yeah, it feels good. And it's funny too that I feel like going on the drive about or going on this walk about or this wandering, this adventure, there was at least some inclination that I would find myself in some way or discover who I am or whatever, and then be somewhere. But I think that part of what I am is a wandering, is a wanderer. That in a way the road is my home. So here I was thinking that I was like leaving a home base or a like stable, I don't know, firm headquarters to go into the adventure and explore to then come back knowing who I was. And it turns out that maybe I actually have found myself in my truest environment, which is in the midst of the adventure. Yeah. Which is cool. And don't get me wrong, you know, like I definitely experienced travel fatigue and the road can be hard sometimes. So I like to come in from the storm, come in from the road and hang out places for a while. But yeah, I guess that's part of it too, is like realizing that me really being me is going to involve multiple geographic locations and an occasional time spent in some of them for extended periods of time. Yeah. Or at least, you know, that's how I'm seeing it right now. That's how I'm understanding it right now. And that could change and I could wind up with roots somewhere. And that would be a cool surprise. And I'd be open to that too. Yeah, to find yourself in the flow. Right? To find your home in the travel or on the road. To really find yourself by abandoning the need to define yourself. To find a sense of contentment and satisfaction by letting go of trying to get it. It's just, it's such a, yeah, just a big clusterfuck. A big, wonderful clusterfuck. And so, here we are. Where we've always been. Yeah. I have floated into more of the wordlessness. But this feels like home. This feels like what I really am. And I don't know if what I am and home are different. And I've also come to learn that, yeah, I'm definitely here to be of service, but I'm an instrument. You know, a small-minded, petty, self-centered knucklehead who also happens to be an instrument, you know, that is pretty effective at helping folks when they're ready to discover themselves. I'm a guide along the journey that one might meet in their wanderings. And I'm a teacher. I am a facilitator of learning and a lead student. And I love to learn. And I'm, like I said, a teacher, but not necessarily in a formal academic classroom. And I guess maybe I could get rid of the teacher word too. Yeah, I like the facilitator of learning better. Maybe I'll have to update the website. Yeah, but like I'm here to be a part of learning. My own, others, and I've been blessed with experiences and training and education that then has helped prepare me to hold space and facilitate experiences for others. And then I get to learn from the people that I support, which is like, come on. That's amazing. It's a great deal. I've been a therapist. I've been a counselor. I wouldn't identify as that anymore now, if we're having to clarify and define things. But the learning, yeah, it overlaps with healing. And I love to be a part of, yeah, like consciousness waking up from its silly little spells of separation. Or I love to be a part of people's coming out of silly little beliefs and behavior patterns and nasty little loops. Yeah, and I don't have to fit into pre-arranged categories. Because, I mean, even that idea is silly. Like, how could what I am, which is way before the limited faculties of a mind of a biased person-flavored being, right? Like, how could something that big fit into silly little boxes and categories that are created by a, you know, by a mind? So I am what I is. Sometimes it's easy to describe, other times it's not. And other times it doesn't even need to be described at all. It just is. Yeah. And finding a home within myself, within the present moment experience of that which I am. I feel like that's the coolest piece. And it's not super firm. It's not all the time yet. You know, it's definitely still a bit flickering. But I do feel as though I am in a process of settling and grounding into being more here, more now, as whatever I am, whatever this is, and really without a separation between what I am and what this is, which is cool. It feels cool. And it allows me to show up in a way that is more compassionate and patient, more loving. Yeah, 'cause when I'm all jacked up on who Drew thinks he is and what the score is and who's right and who's wrong, you know, there's tons of opportunities there to move in ways that are less loving, more judgmental, harsher, and then all the justifications for it too, you know, which makes so much sense. But any degree of being right about who I think I am and what the world is and what needs to happen, you know, doesn't provide even a shred of satisfaction in comparison to the peace and the ease and the grace and the loving and the forgiving and the compassion that is available here in this moment. When I'm also here in this moment. Pretty cool ride, man. Super grateful for it. And I definitely don't express that or recognize that enough. Or I haven't. We'll say it like that. Because what's to come? Who knows? It's wide open. Unwritten. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to continue learning and continue growing. And continue to be baffled and perplexed by the infinite wisdom of the unknowable. excited to continue to learn how to be with the feelings of any given moment and not need to do anything about it. Excited to continue to blossom into honoring myself and allowing other people to have their own experience, right? Honoring them and their journey and where they're at. Because I'm not always good at that. Yeah, I'm excited for what's to come. And I don't think this will be the end of the podcast mojo, but I'm not sure what will be next. Yeah, I can see a couple different possibilities, but none of them are real clear, and I don't feel the need to really define it at this moment in time either. You know, I'll trust that when the time is right, the project will present itself or the framework will present itself, and then I'll be able to play and dance and create with that. And so we will simultaneously bring this experience to a definitive close while leaving the door wide open for who knows what to come next. I love it. I'm finding myself having like just a really weird but cool satisfaction and fulfillment from like the paradox or all these paradoxes. Yeah, it's like, let's just throw contradictions together and let them hang out. It's cool, and not have to do nothing about it. All right. I think that will be the end of the beginning. Love that. And so, yeah, just one more time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the universe in all its forms and manifestations, including you. Yeah, just so much gratitude, so grateful for this opportunity, and yeah, for all the support and the love and the encouragement that I've received. And yeah, and for all the cool stuff yet to come. So stay tuned. You can find me on all the social medias, all the Facebooks and the Twittergrams and whatnots. Yeah. Like I tell my students at the end of the semesters, it's like, you know I exist now. All right? We've had an experience. You know I exist. And I'm around. I'm available. So if you feel like you want to reach out for whatever reason, give me a holler. I'll be around. And we can connect. And and it's something else I tell the classes too, is to always remember that, like, we are each other's greatest resource, right? Like, no matter what's going on, whatever high, whatever low, whatever peak, whatever valley, you know, whatever storm, whatever sunshine, like, we are all in this thing together. We're all pieces and parts of the puzzle. And when shit gets weird, you can lean on another being. When shit gets cool, share it with another being. When shit gets hard and painful, share it with another being. Yeah. This idea that we're like separate and we need to do stuff alone, I think is just It's just such a disservice to what we really are. You know, we are part of something bigger. And when we honor that, when we recognize that and how we live and how we move, it makes the experience just fundamentally easier and way more satisfying. And yeah. So just know that you are never alone. And the depth and degree to which you can share your experience with another being will directly correlate to the love in your heart and the peace and the ease and the sense of fulfillment that you experience. And when we're willing to get honest at depth with ourselves, it's amazing. And translates into how we live. And when we're willing to get honest at depth with other beings, you know, we give them permission to do the same and experience the same kind of profound peace and satisfaction and connection and intimacy. So yeah, so you're not alone, you're not separate, you're part of something bigger. And when you honor that interconnective, interdependent, we're all part of the same thing, wisdom, when you honor that, it's gonna translate, you know, into a really cool impact in your life. And don't take my word for it. Take the words of lots of people. But more than anything, right, trust the authority of your own experience by trying it for yourself. Yeah, because when we realize that we're all connected, we're all part of the same thing, you know, we're not alone, it's a lot easier to not be a knucklehead. You know? Like if I know that you're part of the same team, it's easier to be nicer, it's easier to be more patient, compassionate. You know? I think that's the water heater. I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here sharing this profound stuff at the end of the podcast finale. And the freaking water cooler is just going to click on for fun. It's like, hey, Drew, you're important, but you're not that important. Not like that. Oh, again, the paradox. You know, like so infinitely important. And how you show up in your life and what you do and its impact upon others. But also, you're just a silly knucklehead who's making up stories and getting drunk on shenanigans and BS all the time. And neither has to, like, disappear. Like, they're both part of the experience. Yeah. That's beautiful. It's so cool. Oh, what a great way to wrap this one up. All right, y'all. It's about that time. I love y'all very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A million, many times. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind with yourself. And I will see you a little further down the road. Love you.